弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们继续看约翰福音十六章。
We continue to study John chapter 16.
和一个人道别，总不是一件容易的事情。
It's never an easy thing to say goodbye to somebody.
不管你是在飞机上，
whether they're in the airport.
或者你送你的儿女去大学以后，
or when you send your children to the university,
或者你跟家人团聚以后要道别，
or after family reunion, you have to say goodbye,
或者你向一位在医院里面快要去世的亲人，
or say goodbye to a relative in the hospital who will very soon be leaving this world,
或者在教会里面某个弟兄姐妹要搬家离开，或者一个传道人要离开。
Or some brothers and sisters from a church leaving or a pastor leaving.
要讲告别都是不容易的。
So it's not easy to say goodbye.
那么约翰十三章开始记载最后晚餐。
John chapter 13 recorded the last supper.
那这件事情也不例外。
And this is not an exception.
对耶稣和门徒来讲，这是最后一次他们一起吃饭。
But for Jesus and his disciples, that's their last meal together.
因为在几个钟头以后，他们就要告别分开了。
Because in a few hours, they will be saying goodbye to each other.
那天门徒们围着耶稣。
That day, the disciples surrounded Jesus.
好像一群羊在一个非常寒冷的冬天晚上。
Like a group of sheep on a very cold winter night.
他们害怕，他们颤抖。
They were afraid, they were shivering.
他们心里很忧愁，他们不晓得以后怎么样。
They were very worried because they didn't know what the future holds.
耶稣作为好牧人，就向他们保证。
And Jesus, being a good shepherd, affirmed to them.
我就不会撇下你们为孤儿。
I will not leave you as orphans.
并且耶稣告诉他们。
And also Jesus told them.
他和他们同在。将要被一位保惠师圣灵来代替。
That to be, he will send the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, to be with them.
那天门徒是听到耶稣讲到圣灵。
On that day, the disciples heard Jesus mention the Holy Spirit.
说这位保惠师要来。
That this Counselor, the Comforter, will come.
但他们不了解。
But they did not understand.
他们知道的很少。
They didn't know too much.
几个星期以后。
And a few weeks later.
耶稣的话的真实性就完完全全的改变了他们的生命。
The truth of what Jesus told them completely changed their life.
今天我们学习一些圣灵的功能。
Today we'll look at some of the functions of Holy Spirit.
这些功能当时对门徒很重要。
These functions were very important to the disciples at the time.
这些功能同样的对你我今天一样的重要。
In the same way, these functions are very important to you and me today.
但是我们先看第五节、第六节。
Let's just first look at verses 5 and 6.
现今我往差我来的父那里去，你们中间并没有人问我你往哪里去，只因我讲这些事告诉你们，你们就满心忧愁。他们不但忧愁，他们是满心忧愁。
Not only were they sorrowful, but they were filled with sorrow.
你有没有这样的经验？
You have this kind of experience.
当你很忧愁的时候，
When you're sorrowful,
你常常忘了问一些应该问的问题。
Very often you forgot to ask the questions that you should have asked.
门徒就是这样。
That's the same with the disciples.
没有问耶稣，你究竟是要去哪里？
They did not ask Jesus, where are you going?
耶稣看到他们清醒，反而主动地告诉他们。
And Jesus seeing this, he took the initiative to tell them.
第七节。
Verse 7.
然而我讲真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来。我想有意的门徒不太懂，怎么会有意呢？
The disciples could understand why is it to the advantage.
怎么你的不在对我们会有意呢？
Why will that your absence be to our benefit?
这是很难的相信。
It's very difficult to believe.
一位很出名的解经家这么说。
A very famous Bible commentator said the following.
我用中文翻译。他说没有他的离开。
Without his departure.
这个离开是包括他的死亡、埋葬、复活跟升天。
His departure included his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension.
没有耶稣的离开就没有福音。
Without Jesus' departure, there would not be a gospel.
要耶稣讲他自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来的话。
Atonement for sin was necessary for Jesus saved his people from their sin.
Okay, 赎罪是必须的哈。
Atonement is necessary.
并且除非耶稣离开。
And unless Jesus departed.
那我们荣耀的主就不能差他的保惠师圣灵来使赎罪祭起作用。
There would have been no glorified Lord to send the counselor, the Holy Spirit, to apply the atonement.
我们需要稍微想一下。
So we have to think a little bit on this.
如果我们今天的生命中没有这个福音，
If we don't have the gospel in our life today,
情形会怎么样？
What is the situation going to be like?
每个人会有不同的回答。
Everybody will have a different answer.
不过二十世纪的伟大的这个圣经的作者，写有关圣经的作者叫做 C.S. Lewis 这么说。
A famous Christian author, C.S. Lewis wrote it.
我用英文，我用中文讲一下，然后请 Judy 等一下英文念。他说就好像一个世界只是永远有冬天但没有圣诞节。
It would be like a world that's always winter and never Christmas.
你可以想象没有圣诞节的心情。
Can you imagine without Christmas?
只是冬天。
Always winter.
但是没有圣诞节。
But no Christmas.
那么并且我们如果继续停留在罪恶里面。
And also if we remain in sin,
而没有任何可以得到解脱去天堂的希望的话，
And with no hope of being released to go to heaven,
那是蛮可怜又可怕的。
And that is a very sad and fearful thing.
所以耶稣是告诉我们说，为什么他离开对我们是有益。
That's why Jesus said that his departure is advantage to us.
因为他找一个保惠师来代替他。
Because he will have a comforter to replace him.
这个对我们今天是很有益的。
And it's very advantageous to us.
想一想看。
Imagine this.
只要这位有肉身的耶稣还在世界上。
As long as Jesus is physically present in the world.
他只能在某一个时间，在某一个地点出现。
He can appear in just a certain place or a certain time.
他如果在以丹呢？
If he's in Edina,
他就不能在 Bloomington.
He cannot be in Bloomington.
他如果在 Bloomington,
if he's in Bloomington,
他就不能在 Savage.
He cannot be in Savage.
或 Eden Prairie.
Or Eden Prairie.
他只能够在同一个时间、一个时间、一个地点出现。
He can be in the same place at the same time only.
他如果在中国，他就不能在美国。
If he's in China, then he cannot be in United States.
但是圣灵现在可以在同一个时间，在所有的信徒的身上。
But today, the Holy Spirit can be in the hearts of all believers at the same time.
在他们身上工作。
Working in their hearts.
不管这些人是在世界上哪一个角落、哪一个地区。
No matter where the believers are in the world.
当门徒灰心的时候。
When the disciples are faint-hearted.
那任何一位门徒。
Any disciple.
圣灵再给他们盼望。
The Holy Spirit will bring hope.
当一个门徒惧怕的时候，
When a disciple is fearful,
圣灵带给他们平安。
Holy Spirit brings peace.
当一个门徒忧愁的时候，
When a disciple is sad,
圣灵安慰他们。
The Holy Spirit comforts him.
所以保惠师来对你我今天的确是有益的。
So the comforter coming is really advantageous to us.
但是从第八节开始，
But starting from verse 8,
耶稣解释圣灵的一些功能。
Jesus explained some of the functions of the Holy Spirit.
首先我们看圣灵对还没有信的人的功能。
First of all, we look at the function of Holy Spirit towards those who have not believed.
然后我们再看圣灵对门徒的功能。
And then we'll continue to look at function of Holy Spirit towards believers.
我们先看第一大点。
We'll look at first main point.
圣灵的功能对世界上的人。
The functions of Holy Spirit towards the people in the world.
第八节说，他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
什么是世人？
Who are the people of the world?
没有信主的人。
The unbelieving people.
没有接受耶稣的人。
Those who have not received Jesus.
圣灵说他有三个工作。
Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will have three functions.
结果是要让他自己责备自己。
And with the end result of convicting themselves.
换句话说，知道自己犯罪。
In other words, to know that they have sinned.
圣灵要做这三件事情，让人知道自己犯罪。
The Holy Spirit will do three things to convict them of.
让我们一点一点的看。
Let's look at each.
第一个，畏罪。
First of all, concerning sin.
第九节。
Verse 9.
畏罪是因为他们不信我。
Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me.
显然，这个罪不是指我们普通的罪。
Apparently, this is not just a.
啊，你这个人不敬虔。
It's not the everyday sin.
你这个人贪心。
Or you are greedy.
你这个人毁谤。
Or you slander.
你这个人仇恨人。
Or you hate people.
你这个人嫉妒人。
Or you are jealous.
这里指的罪不是这些。
This is not the sin mentioned here.
这里指的罪是指不信的罪。
This is the unbelieving sin.
不相信什么？
Unbelief of what?
不相信耶稣是神的儿子。
That Jesus is the Son of God.
没有把神当作神看。
And not to treat God as God.
没有接受耶稣是他生命的主。
And not receive Jesus as the Lord of their life.
你知道一个真理吗？
Do you know a truth?
任何罪都可以得到赦免。
Any sin can be forgiven.
只要这个人肯悔改。
As long the person is willing to repent.
但唯有不信的罪。
Except for the sin of disbelief.
没有办法得到神的赦免。
Cannot receive God's forgiveness.
我们要注意到信究竟是指什么。
We have to know what does belief mean.
信不是我嘴巴讲。
Belief is not saying with our mouth.
说我信耶稣。
That I believe in Jesus.
信也不是说我心里信他是神儿子而已。
Belief doesn't mean say I believe in my heart Jesus is God's son.
圣经里面每次提到信，
Every time the Bible mentions belief,
有一个重要的真理在它的下边。
There is a very important belief under.
就是我对这个对象。
And that is the object.
我对这个信的对象。
The object of my belief.
我和这个对象有一个正确的关系。
And I have a correct relationship with this object.
因为我有他正确的关系
Because I have this correct relationship,
我会照他的话语去做
I will follow his command.
如果嘴里讲如果嘴巴讲
If I just say with my mouth,
头脑上承认
and acknowledge in my mind,
但是你跟耶稣的关系不正确不对
But you don't have correct relationship with Jesus,
这个不是信
This is not belief.
那么这个真理对我们今天就有很多实际上的应用
And this truth has many practical applications.
也有可能一个很严肃的后果。
And there can be a very solemn result.
比如说，一个人可以做个很好的帮忙人家。
A person can be a very good helper.
像 Mother Teresa 这样的牺牲。
Just like Mother Teresa's sacrifice.
在印度那边牺牲几十年的时间帮助人。
She sacrificed many years of her life in India to help.
但是如果她不相信耶稣。
Yet if she does not believe in Jesus.
她这些帮忙人的好处对她一点用都没有。
All the helpfulness will not help her.
她仍然没有得到神的拯救。
She will not receive God's salvation.
一个人可以奉献很多的金钱。
A person will give a lot of money.
做慈善的事业。
To help charity.
好像美国的几个世界大富豪。
Like some of the world-class American billionaires.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
他们可以奉献几十亿甚至几百亿的美金。
They can give billions of dollars.
但是如果他们没有相信耶稣是神的儿子
But if they do not believe Jesus as son of God,
他们没有跟耶稣有个正确的关系
and they don't have the correct relationship with Jesus,
没有用
they won't help
他们没有办法买到救恩
because they cannot purchase salvation.
同样的
in the same way,
你可以很有心的帮助英文不好的中国人
you can be very helpful of those who don't know English.
你可以马上去探访刚刚来名城的中国人。
And you are very quick to visit those newcomers to the.
你可以经常的安慰有病痛的中国人。
You often comfort the sick Chinese.
你甚至可以经济上帮助有需要的中国人。
Or even help them financially.
但是如果你没有跟耶稣有那正确的关系。
But if you don't have the correct relationship with Jesus.
这个对你没有用。
This will not help you.
一个不信的人，他会继续犯罪。
And an unbeliever will continue to sin.
这个最明显的没有把神当作神。
And the most obvious one is not to treat God as God.
对神没有什么敬畏的心。
And to not honor God as God.
随便的讲话。
And to just say anything they want.
并且没有把这本圣经当作神的话。
And do not treat this Bible as God's word.
不信的结果就是罪没有办法得到赦免。
the result of unbelief is the sin is not being forgiven.
圣经屡次的让提到这个真理。
Bible repeats this truth very often.
我们看约翰福音三章十七节十八节。
Let's learn to John chapter 3 verses 17 and 18.
约翰福音三章十七节十八节。
John 3, 17 and 18.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。再看第五章，
Let's go on to chapter 5,
39-40 节。
39-40.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命，仍然用人的方法，不肯用神的方法。第八章二十四节，八章二十四节，所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中，你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中，没有第二条路。三十七节，我知道你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，你们却想要杀我，因为你们心里容不下我的道，容不下这本圣经。
My word has no place in you. That means we have no place for God's word, the Bible, in our hearts.
四十三节。
Verse 43.
你们为什么不明白我的话呢？无非是因你们不忍听我的道。你不明白神的话，因为你不肯听，不肯遵守。
You cannot understand God's word because you cannot hear God's word.
当一个人不相信神，
when a person will not believe God,
其实内在最基本的原因。
The most important internal reason.
他觉得他自己有办法。
It's because he thinks he has his own way.
他不需要神的恩典。
He does not need God's grace.
他还把自己摆在神的话语的上面。
He puts himself above God's word.
他认为他可以随意的解释。
He feels that he can interpret it his own way.
一下子说神这样说，一下子又说神那样说。
He would say God says this way, God really means that way.
像法利赛人一样。
Just like a Pharisee.
有敬虔的外表。
They have the godly appearance,
却没有敬虔的实质。
But without the essence of godliness.
这样的人，他其实轻看神。
This kind of person really looks down on God.
他不需要神的恩典。
He does not need God's grace.
他认为他自己有办法，是可以做主。
He thinks that he has his own way. He is master of life.
像你们节目单上有一句话，英文讲的。
There is a statement printed in a bulletin in English.
请就地先念一下。
Sin is its root, at its root is the refusal of grace.
最最基本的就是拒绝神的恩典，不需要神的恩典。
Sin at its grace is a refusal of grace, saying I don't need grace.
你可以拒绝。
You can reject grace.
但圣灵就说，没有说我不理你。
That the Holy Spirit will not say I will forget about it.
圣灵就在这些骄傲人的面前啊。
And the Holy Spirit will be before these prideful people.
Oh, they get in their face, huh? 指出他们的罪。
Will point out their sin.
同时告诉他们，只有这个十字架才能真正的救你。
And also to tell them it's only through the cross that you can be saved.
圣灵的第一个功能对世人来讲，就是让他们知道罪。
The first function of the Holy Spirit toward the world is to let them know of their own sin.
第二个功能。
The second function.
为义。
Concerning righteousness.
第十节。
Verse 10.
为义，因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。谁的义？
Whose righteousness?
这是一个很要紧的问题。
This is a very important question.
我们人对义有一种观念，好像我们在看温度计一样。
We sometimes have a feeling about righteousness as a person has towards a thermometer.
有一个罪犯。
There's a criminal.
我们觉得这个人不好。
And we feel he's bad.
他虽然有一些好的地方。
Even though he has some merit.
我看他的义最多20%。
But I think he only has about 20% of righteousness.
另外一个普通人。
Another common man.
哎，我看他有50%的义。
I think he has 50% righteous.
哦，一个人很好。
Or this other person is very good.
我看他有80%-90%的义。
I think he has 80%-90% of righteousness.
我们下意识里面，在我脑子里面。
So unconsciously in our minds.
只要某一个人达到某一个程度的义。
As long as the person reaches a certain level of righteousness,
神就接纳他了。
Then God will accept him.
他就以后去天堂。
And then he can go to heaven.
但圣经怎么讲？
But what does the Bible say?
我们看一处圣经节。
Let's look at Bible verse.
马太5:48。
Matthew 5:48.
马太5:48。
Matthew 5:48.
所以你们要完全。像你们的天父完全一样，请求里面。
Therefore, you are to be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
神是要100%的标准。
God wants 100%.
只有耶稣基督有这个义。
Only Jesus Christ has this kind of.
他证明给我们看。
He proves to us.
因为在第十节说，因我往父那里去。
In verse 10 of chapter 16, Jesus said, Because I go to the Father.
什么样人可以到父那里去?
What kind of person can go to the Father?
只有一个完全的人。
Only a perfect person.
一个圣洁的人。
A holy person.
一个神认为义的人。
A person who is considered righteous by God.
好，我说我们没有一个人是义人。
And so I just said that there's no righteous.
我们没有一个人是完全人。
There's no righteous person.
那我们怎么办?
So what can we do?
我们看一下罗马书第三章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 3.
21-22.
Verses 21-22.
罗马书第三章。
Romans 3.
21-22.
21-22.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法先知为证，就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。只要我们这样的相信耶稣，他就把这义加在我们身上。
As long as we believe this way, then Jesus Christ will put His righteousness on us.
没有办法用自己的方法。
We cannot use our own method.
只能用神的方法。
Only God's way.
23-24又继续说。
Verses 23-24 continue.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。这个称义不是我们人可以自己做得到。
Justification is not something we can do ourselves.
既然是白白的话，是神的恩典。
Since it's not something we can earn, then it's God's grace.
我们唯一能做就是神啊，我相信你。
The only thing we can say is, God, I believe in you.
这是圣经里面要提醒我们的道理。
This is what the Bible wants to remind us.
圣灵的第二个功用，对世界上的人还不信的人，让人看到自己的不义，让人看到我离神的标准呢差得很远，我不可能自己达得到，我需要因信相信耶稣而得到神的义。
I need to be justified through faith in Jesus Christ.
我们看第三个功用，为审判。
Let's look at the third function is concerning judgment.
这是十一节。
In verse 11 of chapter 16 of John.
为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。
And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged.
世界的王是指谁？
Who is the ruler of this world?
不是指撒旦。不是指耶稣基督。
Does not mean Jesus.
耶稣是万王之王，万主之主。
Jesus is the King of all kings and Lord of all kings.
圣经提到世界王是指撒旦。
When the Bible talks the ruler of the world, it indicates Satan.
我们看一下约翰一书5:19。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 5 verse 19.
约翰一书5:19。
1 John chapter 5 verse 19.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那二者手下，二者是指撒旦。
The evil one means Satan.
既然全世界都在他的手下，表示他是世界的王。
Since the whole world lies in the power of the evil one, that means he is the ruler of the world.
但撒旦已经受了审判。
But Satan has been judged.
他得赶出去，赶出天上。
He has been cast out of heaven.
我们看一下启示录十二章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 12.
第七节。
Verse 7.
启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
第七节。
Verse 7.
在天上就有了征战，米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的使者去征战，并没有得胜，天上再没有他们的地方。大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
Verses 7 to 9.
这些撒旦已经失败了。
And Satan has failed.
撒旦虽然受到审判，
but even though he was judged,
但这个判决呢还没有被执行出来。
The sentence has not been carried out yet.
我想我们可以了解这一点。
So I think we can understand this.
某一个人，
a certain person,
他杀了人，
he's killed somebody.
明州的法院判他死刑了。
According to the laws of Minnesota, he was condemned to death.
他是死刑犯。
He is a criminal on death row.
但是这个判决还没有给执行出来。
But the sentence has not been carried out.
但是有一天他要被杀死。
But one day he will be put to death.
撒旦什么时候这个判决给执行出来呢？
So when will the sentence on Satan be carried out?
启示录告诉我们。
Revelation tells us.
看我们二十章第十节。
Chapter 20, verse 10.
启示录二十章第十节。
Revelation 20 verse 10。
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必作业受痛苦，直到永永远远。这句话是什么时候发生的？
What will this happened in verse 10.
看第七节。
Verse 7.
那一千年完了。
It's when the thousand years are completed.
换句话说，当那千禧年国完了以后，结束了以后。
In other words, after the millennial kingdom ended.
撒旦的判决就给执行出来。
Satan's sentence will be carried out.
撒旦的判决对所有不信的人是一个警告。
Satan's judgment is a warning to all unbelievers.
因为今天撒旦用这个败坏的世界系统来迷惑人。
Because today Satan uses the corrupt world system to deceive people.
哪些是这个败坏的世界系统？
What are some of the systems of this corrupt world?
一种不敬虔的文化。
The ungodly culture.
一种不敬虔的价值观，
ungodly value system,
或者是人文主义，
or humanism,
以人为主，
man-centered,
人定胜天，
and man over God,
后现代主义的思想，
and postmodernism,
后现代主义思想都在我们的常常在我们思想当中。
Postmodernism is always present in our minds.
几个代表的思想。
These are some representative things.
第一个，自我中心。
First of all, self-centeredness.
世界教会团契应该绕着我。
The world, the church, the society should be surrounding me.
第二个。
Secondly.
真理不是绝对的。
Truth is not absolute.
只是相对的。
It's only relative.
每个人都可以说他的想法是真理。
Everybody can say his thinking is the truth.
第三个。
Thirdly.
物质主义。
Is materialism,
享受主义
and enjoyment of life.
这三个都是后现代主义的代表物。
These are all the representatives of the postmodernist.
你我多多少少有这个观念。
To a different varying degree, we all possess this kind of thinking.
但是如果你紧紧地抓住这个败坏的世界系统。
But if you hold on to this kind of culture of this corrupt,
你不肯放手，
and you will not let go,
你要注意哦。
Please pay attention.
因为这个系统的王已经被审判。
Because the king of this culture, of this system, has already been judged.
如果你紧紧地抓住这个系统,
if you hold tightly onto this system,
你也没有办法逃避,
you cannot escape either.
撒旦的结局是保证的, 任何一个不悔改的罪人会碰到同样的命运。
The ending of Satan is a guarantee that those who follow his way will have the same fate.
我们看完了第一大点, 圣灵对世人的工作,
we've just finished looking at the functions of Holy Spirit.
我们看第二大点,
let's look at second main point.
圣灵的功能对门徒,
functions of Holy Spirit toward disciples.
这是12节到16节,
it's found in verses 12 to 18.
12节, 我还有好些事要告诉你们, 但你们现在担当不了。
I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now.
耶稣已经跟门徒有3年的时间了,
Jesus had 3 years with his disciples.
他们几乎是日夜在一起啊,
they spent almost every day together.
但是耶稣说, 我仍然很多事要告诉你们。
And Jesus, but Jesus still said, there are many more things to say to you.
一方面, 神, 耶稣是, 万能的神, 无所不知的神。
On the one hand, God is omniscient.
他的知识没有办法在3年里面全部告诉你。
All his knowledge cannot be told to his disciples.
另外一个原因,你们现在担当不了。
And also another reason is that the disciples cannot bear them now.
我们小字的圣经说不能领会,
cannot understand them.
不能了解。
Cannot understand.
因为这时候门徒的心啊, 在想别的东西啊。
Because disciples were thinking of something else at that time.
但是耶稣仍然需要告诉他们, 圣灵来会怎么样。
But Jesus still has to tell them what will happen when the Holy Spirit comes.
他耶稣告诉他们, 圣灵对他们的有2个功能。
Jesus tells them there are 2 functions of Holy Spirit.
第一个功能要引导他们。
The first is that he will guide them.
13节。
Verse 13.
只等真理的圣灵来, 祂要引导你们明白一切的真理, 因为祂不是凭自己说的, 乃是把祂所听见的都说出来, 并要把将来的事告诉你们。
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come.
我们这个明白, 你这个小字, 哈, 原文说进入, 对吧?
The word understand, in the original language is to enter.
Into. 所以说英文版本都用 into, 进入这个字。
So that's the English translation.
这也是希腊文原来的意思。
And that's the original meaning of Greek.
耶稣在前面讲过类似的话。
Jesus said something similar.
请我们看, 约翰14章26节,
Let's look at John 14, verse 26.
14章26节,
John 14, 26.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵, 他要将一切的事指教你们, 并要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。 这两句圣经节很类似。
These 2 verses are very similar.
究竟什么叫进入真理?
What does it mean by enter into the truth?
和特别说进入一切的真理。
And also into all the truth.
这里是这么说,
It's said here.
圣灵将在使徒的身上工作。
The Holy Spirit will work in the disciples' heart.
他们会写出新约圣经。
And so they can write the New Testament.
旧约是神所默示,
Old Testament was inspired by God.
旧约是圣灵所默示的。
Old Testament was inspired by Holy Spirit.
新约也是圣灵所默示的。
Same with the New Testament inspired by Holy Spirit.
耶稣只是在这边,
Here Jesus
先确认这些新约作者的身份。
Want to affirm the identity of the authors of the New Testament.
弟兄姐妹们, 圣灵是一位神。
Brothers and sisters, Holy Spirit is God.
不是一股力量。
It's not just a power.
也不是一个幻影。
Or just a illusion.
对。 既然圣灵是神,
Since Holy Spirit is God,
祂知道所有神知道的事。
He knows everything God knows.
所以圣灵是最适合讲神的真理启示给是作者。
Therefore, Holy Spirit is the most fitting one to inspire, to reveal God's knowledge to people.
但是耶稣这边用一个字眼来形容圣灵。
But here Jesus used a word to describe the Holy Spirit.
他说真理的圣灵。
The Spirit of Truth.
那表示说圣灵所默示的。
In other words, inspired by Holy Spirit.
都是真的。
It's all true.
都是正确的。
It's all correct.
不会有任何错误。
There won't be any error.
当然 圣灵所默示的就是这本圣经。
Of course, the inspiration of, this,、of the Spirit means the Bible.
我有时候听到人告诉我。
Sometimes I hear people tell me.
我相信神。
I believe God.
但是我不相信这本圣经。
I don't believe this Bible.
我接受耶稣。
I receive Jesus.
但是我不接受这本圣经。
I don't receive this Bible.
可以这样说吗？
Can you really say that?
有一个很出名的圣经作者
There's a very famous, Bible author.
他的名字叫 R.C. Sproul
His name is R.C. Sproul
他这么说
He said the following
如果一个人宣称相信圣经是神所默示的却否定圣经的没有错误那么这是荒谬可笑的
On numerous occasions
Okay, just translate.
Yeah, on numerous occasions.
不是 okay. 我再讲一次哈。如果一个人相信圣经是神所默示的
，If a person believes that the Bible is the inspiration of God,
却否定圣经的没有错误
，and yet denies the inerrancy of the Bible,
或否定圣经的无误
，and denies the inerrancy of the Bible.
他说 ，It's absurd, 就是荒谬可笑的。
It's absurd.
他说在许多场合当中。
He said that in many ordinary situations.
他说我有这样的质问一些不相信圣经的所谓圣经学者或神学家。
I've queried biblical and theological scholars in the following manner.
他这么说哈。
He said the following.
你是主张圣经的没有错误吗
？Do you maintain the inerrancy of Scripture?
No, 不。
Nope.
你相信圣经是神所默示的吗
？Do you believe the Bible to be inspired of God?
是。
Yes.
你相信神会默示错误吗
？Do you think God inspires error?
不会。
No.
那圣经全部都是神所默示的了。
Is all of the Bible inspired by God?
对。
Yes.
那圣经是有错误的了？有错误的吗
？Does it mean the Bible is errant?
不。
No.
那圣经是没有错误的了
？Is it inerrant?
不。
No.
而是说的这个时候。我就开始有一个大头痛啊，英文说 excessive headache.
I usually acquire an exaggerated headache.
你没有办法说。
You cannot say.
我接受圣经，但是我觉得圣，我接受耶稣，但是觉得圣经有错误。
That you accept Jesus, but I believe the Bible is not inerrant.
如果你这样的话，表示你没有接受圣经。
Because this way shows that you have not accepted.
你没有办法说我相信神而不接受圣经的权威。
You cannot say I believe in God and not accept the authority of God.
那等于说你不相信神。
It means that you do not accept. God.
因为三位一体的神。
Because this triune God.
圣父、圣子、圣灵都一起来完成这本圣经。
The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit work together to finish the Bible.
我们看十三节后半边，耶稣讲了一句话。
Let's look at the second part of verse 13.
因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。哈。这个你们当然主要的是指这些门徒们。
The you in this verse means mainly the disciples.
但圣灵今天在你我身上的一个工作哈。
But the function of the Holy Spirit in you and I today.
的确也让我们能够明白真理。
Really helps us to understand the Bible.
我们没有圣灵的话，我们就是没有办法明白圣经上讲的一些东西。
Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand what the Bible is.
因为跟我们的思想有冲突。
Because it's very often against what we think.
跟我们周围的环境不一样。
It's different from our environment.
跟今天的文化也是敌对的。
It seems to be antagonistic to today's culture.
但是如果有圣灵在我们心中。
But if we have the Holy Spirit in our
我们开始了解
We begin to understand.
我们看一下约翰一书二章二十节
Let's look at 1 John 2, verse 20.
约翰一书一章二十节，二章二十节。
First John 2:20。
你们从哪里受了恩膏？恩膏圣者哈，就是耶稣基督受了恩膏呢？恩膏是指圣灵。
But you have an anointing from the Holy One. The Holy One means the Holy Spirit.
The Holy One 指耶稣基督 ，Holy anointing 是指圣灵。
Anointing means from the Holy Spirit, and Holy One is Jesus.
并且知道这一切的事。
And you know, you all know.
看到没？我们可以了解。
Here it means that saying we can understand.
如果你发现我总是不明白圣经，
if you find out that you constantly don't understand the Bible,
常常一个很明显的东西，你有一个完全错误的了解。
Very often something very plain, but you have the wrong conclusion.
哦，你也可能在教会比别人惨。
Maybe you've been in church longer than everybody else.
但是好像一些新来的人他可以了解。
But maybe sometimes newcomers can understand.
但是我就是不了解。
But you somehow cannot understand.
有一个可能性呢。
There's a possibility.
你还没有受到了这个圣膏恩膏。
That you have not been anointed by the Holy Spirit.
Okay, 圣灵的第二个功能对信者来讲。
So the second function of the Holy Spirit towards deceit,
就是要荣耀基督。
Is to glorify Christ.
这是十四节到十五节。
This is found in verses 14 and 15.
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine and shall disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you.
耶稣这里提到圣，他跟圣灵的同工。
Jesus mentions the working together between him and the Holy Spirit.
耶稣提到圣父与他的同工。
And also mentions the working together of the Father and him.
圣灵的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit
是借着揭开有关于耶稣基督的真理来荣耀神。
It concerns the revealing of the truth of from God and bringing glory to God.
同样的
，In the same way，
耶稣基督借着将天父启示出来来荣耀神。
Jesus Christ reveals the Father, and in that way, God is glorified.
你可能说，牧师，我同意，我们应该荣耀神。
You tell me, Pastor, agree with you that we should glorify God.
我们的过去常常听到。
We've heard this before.
神创造人的目的。
The purpose of God creating man.
是荣耀他。
To glorify him.
并且一生以他为乐。
And to enjoy him forever.
但圣灵怎么帮助我来荣耀神呢？
But how does the Holy Spirit help us to glorify God?
如果你有这样的想法，这是个好问题。
If this is your thinking, this is a good question.
我们知道耶稣基督的荣耀已经启示在圣经里面。
We know that the glory of Jesus Christ has been revealed in the Bible.
所以圣灵会用这本圣经来塑造我们进入耶稣的样式来荣耀他。
The Holy Spirit will use this Bible to mold us into the likeness of Jesus Christ and then thereby glorifying God.
因为圣子跟圣灵是一起工作的。
Because the Son and the Holy Spirit all work together.
我们看一个圣经节。
Let's look at Bible verse.
哥林多后书三章十八节。
Second Corinthians 3:18.
哥林多后书三章十八节。
Second Corinthians 3:18.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，荣光也可以翻成荣耀，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.Just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
所以我们看到说是神的灵在工作哈。
So now here we see that it's the Holy Spirit that's working.
是主的灵把我们变成的。
It's the Holy Spirit that transforms us.
让我们呢越来越像耶稣。
So that we can be more like Jesus Christ.
当我们越像耶稣的话，我们就越荣耀他。
if we are more and more like Jesus, then we can glorify him more.
你把这些全部摆在一起的话，
if we will put all these things together,
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
荣耀神的直接的方法，
the most direct way to glorify God,
有三步，
there are three steps.
明白圣经，
to understand the Bible,
接受圣经，
to accept the Bible,
行出圣经，
and to carry out to obey the Bible.
我们常常的问题是停在第一步，
Very often we stop on the first step.
我们以为是明白就可以了，
We feel that it's okay to just understand.
我们没有完全的接受，
We have not really accepted it.
我们没有完全的同意，
We have not agreed with
it. 很虽然可惜我们停在第二步。
Very often we maybe stop at the second step.
圣经讲我明白，我也同意。
Yeah, I understand what the Bible says and I agree.
只是我没有行出来。
But I don't carry it out.
如果我们肯明白、接受、行出，这是荣耀神最好的方法。
If we can understand, accept, and carry it out, that's the best way.
我们看几处的圣经节。
Let's look at a few verses.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
十五节。
Verse 15.
约翰福音十四章十五节。
John 14 verse 15。
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
很简单，很清楚。
Very simple and very clear.
给什么叫爱神下一个最清楚的定义。
This gives a very clear definition of what it means to love God.
你说我爱神，我不守他的命令，这个是你自己的给爱下定义。
Very often we say we love God, but we don't obey His commandments.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并要向他显现。
He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father. And I will love him and will disclose myself to him.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
Jesus answered said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and will come to him and make our abode with him.
二十四节前半段很要紧的。
First part of verse 24,
反面的讲呢，
That's on the opposite side.
不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。
He who does not love me does not keep my word.
如果我们说我们爱神，
If we say we love God,
我们不爱这本圣经，
we don't love this Bible,
我们不愿意 遵守这个圣经，
we are unwilling to obey the Bible,
那你是你自己的爱，
then it's your kind of love.
当你选这样的爱神会怎么样？
And if you love God this way,
请看约翰福音十五章第七节第八节。
Let's look at chapter 15 verses 7, verse 7 and 8.
十五章七节八节。
Chapter 15, verse 7 and 8.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。再次提到圣经哈，还你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也是我的门徒了。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, is talking of the Bible again. Ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you.By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们说要像耶稣基督。
We say we want to be like Jesus.
我们希望有他的样式。
We want to have his image.
我们希望说能让神得荣耀。
We want God to be glorified.
最简单的一件事情。
The simplest way.
就是明白。遵守跟行出，接受跟行出他的话语。
Is to understand, accept, and carry out his word.
今天我们看到这两个大点。
Today we look at these two main points.
圣灵的第一个功能对世人来讲。
The first function of the Holy Spirit toward the world.
让不信的人知道自己有罪。
Is to let the unbelievers be convicted of their own sin.
你对圣灵这个功能只有两个选择。
Towards this function of the Holy Spirit, you only have two choices.
英文用两个 R 来形容。
And the English has two words beginning with R.
我可以拒绝。
You can reject.
我可以悔改。
Or you can repent.
如果当圣灵责备你的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit rebukes you.
如果你拒绝。
If you reject.
圣经告诉我们说，你会继续的恨耶稣的门徒。
The Bible says that you continue to hate the disciples.
而你的结局是很可怕的。
And your ending will be fearful.
当圣灵责备你的时候。
and when the Holy Spirit convicts you,
如果你悔改,
if you repent,
你会经历你从未经历过的平安、喜乐跟盼望,
and you experience the joy, the peace, and hope that you have never experienced before.
不管以后世界上的压力多大,
no matter when the pressure increases,
你不会向他们屈服的,
you will not bow to them.
因为约翰一书告诉我们,
because First John tells us,
那在你里面的比那世界上的更大。
Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
如果你已经是跟随耶稣了。
If you are already following Jesus.
圣灵在你身上一个功能。
The function of the Holy Spirit in you.
你会明白圣经。
Is that you can understand the Bible.
并且。
And also.
他会提醒你。
He'll remind you.
他会帮助你。
He will help you.
他甚至会责备你。
He'll also convict you.
让你行出圣经上的话语
so that you can do what the Bible tells you to do.
神得到荣耀
and then God will be glorified.
那我们祷告
Let's bow and pray.
天父我们谢谢你
Heavenly Father we thank you.
你虽然离开
even though,
我们的救主虽然耶稣离开
even though our Savior Jesus left us.
但是主啊你的圣灵就在我们当中
and yet Lord your Spirit is still in our midst.
他无所不在
He is omnipresent.
他也是无所不能。
He is also omnipotent.
主啊，让我们回想圣灵的工作。
Lord, please remind us once more of the function.
我们究竟是在哪一个光景
？What kind of situation are we in?
是还没有相信你
？Are we an unbeliever?
还是已经是你的门徒
？Or are we a disciple already?
主啊，我们自己知道。
Lord, we know.
如果我们是相信你
If we believe in you,
我们会有百分之百的把握
we'll have 100% conviction.
如果我们今天晚上离开世界
That if we leave, this world this evening,
我们究竟去哪里
where we are going.
请问有没有百分之百的把握
like to ask if we have 100%
主啊如果我们没有
Lord, if we don't have it,
你让我们能够坦白了
help us to be honest.
谦虚的
And to be humble.
来到你的面前
and come before you.
求向你悔改认罪
to confess and repent.
求你进入我们的心中
and ask you to come into our heart.
我们这样祷告感谢
we pray with thanksgiving.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名
in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.